Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The return of hockey and the Stanley Cup playoffs, an expanded version, begin from Toronto and Edmonton tomorrow. And Bogey, I know you and I are both psyched up, both pumped up. We love the action on the ice, and a guy who has covered the sport for a long time, played in the sport for a long time, 12-year NHL veteran, hockey analyst, now on podcasting, up in the blue seats for the New York Post, Ron Duguay joins us. Ron, welcome aboard. Happy Friday.
Yeah, hi. Glad you guys decided to use me. I'm missing talking hockey. I do my podcast once a week, but this has been difficult in a lot of different ways for a lot of us. The good news, yes, they get started tomorrow, but I miss talking hockey. I miss talking the Rangers. And I do have to share with you one little thing. I'm a little disappointed, though. You guys didn't bring me in with a little bit of the Bee Gees music. You know, my memories of New York when I first got there was 77, right? And right away I was introduced to Studio 54 and the music and Billy Joel and Rod Stewart and the Bee Gees. And, you know, when I can tap into that, it puts me in a happy place. But I am generally happy right now that hockey's back because so many of us have been starving for it. And I've been on lockdown. The other thing is I'm based out of Florida, which is fine. It's been great. But I miss New York. I miss the energy of New York City. So, but it is what it is. And we got to make the best of it. And we got to stay happy. We got to stay positive. And the Rangers get playing tomorrow. And that's another thing. I'm glad that they were able to be part of the 2014 tournament. And so I'm looking forward to that. Unfortunately, it kind of comes off of losing against the Islanders. But having said that, I think with the Rangers, that was a good test for them to know exactly what it's going to feel like playing against Carolina, because Carolina is going to do their best to try to shut them down.
So let's start right with that series. That's the first, obviously, thing that gets us kicked off tomorrow, Ron, is the Rangers and Hurricanes. Carolina goes to an Eastern Conference final a year ago. You know, kind of an up-and-down year for them, maybe not as consistent as they would have liked to have been. The Rangers really ahead of schedule with their rebuild, a ton of young talent up and down that roster. Obviously, though, injected with the signing of Artemi Panarin, a finalist for the Hart Trophy. The Rangers did sweep the Carolina Hurricanes in the regular season this year. Carolina comes in as the favorites in the series. The Rangers also went 3-0 with Henrik Lundqvist in net behind them. David Quinn was on our night show with Zach Gelb last night and said he still won't commit to whether it'll be Henrik Lundqvist or Igor Shesterkin in net. Okay, let's just start. Number one, have we seen the last of Henrik Lundqvist playing games for the New York Rangers, or will he play? And number two, do you like the Rangers in an upset over Carolina to get the Stanley Cup playoff started tomorrow at noon?
Well, you have to look at the analytics, right? It starts there. There's more to the analytics, but you have to look at it. Why did they sweep them? Why did they beat them those four games and average four goals a game, right, to their two? So you have to point at that, but that's regular season. What happens in the playoffs? Things change in the playoffs, right? And goaltending is going to be key, and it's going to be a short series, and game number one is going to be really important. And game number one in this playoff year is so different than in the past. We've never seen this before. So there's a lot of different things going on, lots of different moving parts, as they say. Do I favor the Rangers? I have to favor the Rangers. Because when you look at goaltending, whether Lundqvist starts or Shesterkin starts, both of them are very capable of winning the series. That's how good they are. And when you look at the Rangers, they're capable of scoring goals. Carolina, their strength is playing good defense. They're strong back on D, although Dougie Hamilton will not be playing. So the experience of Carolina going deep in the playoffs will help them. They're really well coached. But the Rangers, they're a young team, young skilled players that play a little bit fearless. They love to score goals, and that's where good coaching comes in. I have a lot of confidence in Coach Quinn. I think he's a really good quality coach for a young team. So my money is on the Rangers. I believe they'll beat them in four, but you just don't know, right? Because you've got to play in injuries and that sort of thing. So it'll be interesting who Coach Quinn goes with starting this series. I'll be good with either goaltender. Here's why. When I looked at how Lundqvist played, when you look at his history, you know he's very capable of being great, right? But last year he lost some confidence, but he looked really good in training camp, and he looked good against the Islanders. But having said that, when you look at both goaltenders and you start this series off, right, that first period is going to be so important. First game's real important. First period's real important. What if Lundqvist starts this and he gets an early goal scored on him? What does that mean to him and his confidence in moving forward in that game versus Igor? Igor, if he gets a goal scored on him, I think he would be less affected, would still be able to march on and still play his game because there is a certain calmness to him. I like either one, but I favor Igor only because of what I've seen. Lundqvist, I'm not sure if he would be steady if he doesn't have that first good period.
Ron, I'm going to ask you a kind of a more broad question, and I'm going to oversimplify things just for a second. So on one hand, you know, we've got a bunch of teams who are more high-flying, open play, scoring more goals. Then there are more teams that are more kind of shade towards being system hockey. Is either one of those groups of team have an advantage in this restart? Because I've heard people say that maybe the teams that are more like system teams might have a tougher time refinding their stride as opposed to the ones that just want to skate and score goals here.
Well, I think it's a little bit of everything. When you look at the Islanders, my goodness, they looked in mid-season form. I mean, they shut down the Rangers. They looked really good. So there was a real importance for the coaches in their 2 weeks in training camp to be able to nail this down, to have these players brainwashed into thinking, no pond hockey. We're not playing pond hockey. We want to defend first, right? And with some of the teams that have more skilled players, some of those coaches will give them the freedom to be able to kind of be more athletic, more free to do what they want. An example for the Rangers, you look at Panarin, right? He's a freewheeling guy that I think he's got the green light to be himself. When you look at guys like on Pittsburgh, you got Crosby, Malkin. Those guys will be themselves, and they got the experience. But I believe that first game is so important in a short series that you have to try to win that first game. A lot of it will be, how do you defend? How do you play without the puck? So coaches are talking how to play without the puck, but when you do get it, then go ahead and play according to what, you know, we feel our strengths are, which is some teams are more free-willing, more willing to go after it, right? Apply a lot of pressure. So I think it's going to be a combination of little of both, and that's why this series, the first series, is going to be so interesting, or this playoff series is going to be so interesting. It's how you manage shift to shift, period to period, game to game. That's why you like a lot of analysts have said, we don't know really what's going to happen. Once you get past the first round, then you have a better idea. But that first round, you just don't know. So that's why I'm anxious to see what's going to happen. But I'm telling you, what I've seen in these exhibition games, teams have looked really good. Both can score goals and also the way they defended.
Ron Duguay, 12-year NHL veteran, joining us on the show as we're ready to drop the puck tomorrow and resume the NHL season with the Stanley Cup playoffs. Ron, look, no secret, and you alluded to it at the beginning of this interview with playing the Bee Gees. You were somebody who played in New York. You loved the nightlife. You loved to boogie, for lack of a better term. Now we see what's going on in sports with these bubbles, right? We have the bubble plan going on. And the NHL players, before they got to Canada, no positive tests. The NBA players right now, no positive tests. But this is just the beginning of this. We see a Major League Baseball without a bubble. What's happened with the Miami Marlins, and there's all sorts of rumors that they went out on the town in Atlanta maybe, and that's how they got positive tests. two-parter here. Do you trust the NHL player, and I know there's very strict rules in Canada right now, to have the focus on hockey and not be itching to try to find a way to have some sort of nightlife and be safe and not burst this bubble? Number two, do you think you'd be able to survive a bubble with the sole focus being hockey for a couple months at a run to a Stanley Cup?
Oh, wow, you just boxed me in. Yeah, that, you know what? When I think back of us going to the Stanley Cup Finals in 79 against Montreal, we would have done better if they would have put us in a bubble and keep us away from all the distractions, because we partied through. And part of what made us hard to play against is that we were together having a whole lot of fun on and off the ice. So, but today's player is so different because they're accustomed to having eyes on them all the time and being careful and taking care of yourself. There's such a premium in doing that, where when we played, we made sure we had our fluids, that we made our fluids our beer, right? Now it's like drink this, drink that, and eat this and eat that. Back then, we'd have a hamburger and three beers, we're good to go, right? So it's such a different environment now. The players are trained differently. Their mindset is different. And so I think it's a much easier for players nowadays, especially in the hockey business, to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. And these guys really do. They know that. And for whatever reason, they test positive, they're done. Like, they have to stop for 2 weeks, right? And it may affect the whole team. And you possibly could lose a series because of it. So there's a lot to lose, a lot at stake. And I believe the players are going to be very, very careful. They don't want to be that one guy that went out and gets caught and all of a sudden ruins it for the rest of them. So I would say that, yes, much easier nowadays. It would have been hard back in the 70s, though, to stop it.
Ron, what about the atmosphere, the venues we've seen over the last couple of days for these exhibition games? Do you think it feels close enough to a normal arena? Do you think it'd be tough for you to ignore playing in that kind of setup if you're out on the ice?
Well, I'm believing what the players are saying. Like Kreider was asked about, he says, once you're on the ice, once you're playing the game, right? Ice is ice, hockey's hockey, and you're competing. You want to beat your opponent. And it actually helps you focus a little better, because talking is really important and hearing each other is real important. When you can hear each other and even hearing your opponents, I think it makes for better hockey, because with all the noise, it blocks all that stuff out. But it's when it comes to the bench, you sit at the bench and you're looking out, and all the energy is yourselves on the bench. So there isn't that other energy happening that maybe that you can feed off of. But as far as playing the game, being on the ice, it's almost better because I do a lot of alumni games, exhibition games. Of course, now if I play in front of 2,000 people, that's a lot, right? And so once I step on the ice, I want to score as much as if there's 10,000 people. So I think once you get on the ice, it doesn't make a difference. It's just when you get back on the bench, it all of a sudden it feels and it is quiet. So you have to build and work off your own energy. Players have to be talking to each other. You'll hear more chatter from the coaches, more communication. So, but as a viewer, as I'm watching the game, I'm not noticing that there's no audience there. So I'm watching the game. I'm still enjoying it as much as whether there's 20,000 or no people at all.
Yeah, Ron Duguay, our guest here, 12-year NHL veteran. Ron, on the other hockey front here, we know the NHL, and we see last year the magical run by the Blues. The NHL, more so than the other sports, has so much more room for an underdog to make a charge to a Stanley Cup. And I know everything is going to be so wide open now with an expanded field of 24 teams. Are you expecting this year talent to win out with teams like the Lightning, the Capitals, everybody at the top of the standings? Or do you think there is room for these extra teams that have slid in here to make a run to a Stanley Cup? Do you think this will be a Cinderella year or a chalk year as we embark here in Toronto and Edmonton?
I would say yes and no. When you look at the top four teams, I think they're really, really strong. And so I don't think that those top four teams will be eliminated by a weaker team that just make it in as a wild card. I don't believe that would happen, except for, you know, injuries, right? And those guys aren't playing in a 3 out of 5. The top teams are not part of the 3 out of 5 series. Normally 4 out of 7, the better team wins. And so I'm not really thinking Cinderella story this year, or really any year. It's to me, it's the way it shapes up. Once they get through that first round, I think everything, those stronger teams will adapt. They'll be as strong as they were during the regular season. When you look at Tampa, you look at Boston, you look at even you look at Vegas, St. Louis. I mean, those are good, solid teams that are well coached. So I don't see really a wild card beating any of those top four teams.
Ron Duguay, our guest here on the show. Ron, I can't end this interview without admitting something a little uncomfortable for me, because my as we've been doing this interview, my phone has been blowing up, and nothing any son ever wants to say, but you were apparently my mother's biggest crush before she met my father, and there's a chance if she had found you in the right club of New York City in the 70s, I may not be here today interviewing you. So just to let you know how uncomfortable this is for me, my mother, still at her ripe age of 58, is obsessed with you, your suits, your looks, your fashion, and the way you went about things. So thank you for never finding my mother, because thankfully I exist today because she stuck with my father.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. I'm saying hi to Nancy. I'm not sure if you're listening, but I'm saying hi to Nancy right now. And by the way, Nancy is younger than I am, okay? So there's still a
Cougar.
Chance. I'm 63.
Okay. So, all right, fair enough. Hey, that never stopped anybody, Ron, if you're all old enough. But thank you so much, Ron.
Here's the thing, though. I'm very immature for my age.
Unbelievable. You can catch, if you love Ron like we do, Up in the Blue Seats. It's his podcast. He do it through the New York Post. He's a 12-year NHL veteran. He's the best. Follow him on Twitter at RonDuguay10. He'll have you covered here. The Rangers Hurricanes obviously starts things off tomorrow at noon Eastern. The Stanley Cup playoffs are here. And yes, ask your mother if she likes Ron Duguay, because apparently everybody's mother did back in the day. Ron, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
All right, thank you. We can talk again once they move on. They march on past this series, we'll talk again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.